Blog Talk Radio.
Then
we are going to open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. We love the richness that comes from your questions and comments. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. We say to you, don't be scared. This is a safe space. So if you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptop, desktop, smart take notes, whatever you need, we encourage you to grab that so you can capture the nuggets of richness that will be shared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adam, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I always love this time to be able to come and share some rich empowerment with you. So before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get the point. We ask that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's program with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach, because we can't do it without YOU. So thank you so much. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, we're going to be looking at Equipped, a Powerful Dream Team. Equipped, a Powerful Dream Team. The reason for Equipped, a Powerful Dream Team is that last week we looked at Equipped for the Journey, and I gave you an acronym for this word, Equipped. And so we looked at envision. You have to imagine as a future possibility and visualize what it is that you desire. We spoke about the importance of having a quality circle, having the right people circling the wagons around you. In addition, we said that it's so important that you take a unique approach and that you stay creative. You have this creativity flowing concerning your dream and your goals and what it is that you desire. We also stated that it was so significant for us to have an intentionality, that we have to be deliberate and purposeful on our journey, that we're not just moving around like flower child haphazardly, but we're moving with intentionality. With that intentionality, we must have a plan. Having this blueprint and the strategies to achieve our goals is so key. Many are moving around without this clarity from the blueprint of what they've captured on the inside and what they can see. Then we said, you have to be passionate on your journey. And passion represents having that fire to fight for your dream against all odds, overcoming the obstacles, the issues, and the challenges. And then we said that it's so important that you recognize you can't be sitting on the bench and looking at the game. You can't be in the station of life and not get on board the train, that you have to take action. You have to carry out. You have to put into effect, produce, and perform. You've got to do something. You got to get off your cute little rusty dusty. And then we indicated that you have to have this determination. And this determination is this firmness of purpose. You know, it's likened to that little cute dog that may have that bone in its mouth. Don't you dare think you're going to get that bone out of that dog's mouth when it's there. Turn it that. This is mine. You have to have that same type of determination for pursuing your dreams, for allowing your dreams to crystallize and become a reality. And so now let's evaluate what makes up a powerful dream team. Because again, remember, We said it's important to have the right people circling the wagons around you, having that quality circle. But we didn't get into nuts and bolts on who should these individuals be around you, circling the wagons that are a part of your dream team. You know, as I continue to grow on my journey, I'm learning more and more the significance of having the right people around me. And, you know, oftentimes in my coaching practice, I have individuals ask the question, Coach Adams, who should I have on my team? And I want you to know the areas that we'll be looking at today are to give you kind of a roadmap, a guideline. Your area of expertise and specialty may require you to have other individuals. I'm simply giving you a foundational base to build from, a foundational base to build from, so that you can begin to step back wherever you are on your journey. If you're just starting out, if you're midway, if you're well on the journey, to determine, do I have the right people? Do I have, more specifically, a powerful dream team? Because one of the things that I've grown to know to be true is that when you have the right people on your team, circling the wagons around you, the right people will allow you to be more equipped in crystallizing in your dream becoming a reality. When you have the wrong people around you, the wrong people can be counterproductive. The wrong people can be like a nightmare. You know, it's so funny. I often think about, like, I'm on a health and wellness journey. And on my health and wellness journey, I'm often tickled because I'm recognizing daily more and more that I have to circle myself with the right people. I remember many years ago, me and one of my good friends, you know, we determined we're going to get into health and wellness. Yes! But this was a struggle area for both of us. And I mentioned this story because it tickles me even today. And so we lived in the area near each other. And at the time, so we said, hey, and I had a beautiful gym where I was. And I said, let's meet, let's go work out. So we got together, we were doing good. We started our journey well, but stay mindful, this was a challenge area for both of us. So we're both in process, okay? But we said, we're going to come together and fight to support one another. But we're both, this is a challenge area, because we're talking about having the right team, the powerful dream team, circling the wagons around you. And so we get together this one day. And we're saying, okay, we're going to push, we're going to go work out, but we're both not feeling it. And we're both foodies. So it doesn't take much to influence us on the other side. And so we got together this day, and she said, sis, I really want to go and grab a bite to eat at one of our favorite breakfast places at the time. It was a coffee company in West L.A. And so she said, if you want to go to the coffee company, I'm like, are we going after we work out? She said, do we really want to work out today? I said, you know, I'm feeling the coffee company too. Why do I share that story? Bottom line, we didn't work out that day. Because if you have people that are not standing firm with where you want to be, I think about now. Again, I'm a foodie. So on this health and wellness journey, having the wrong people that are snackers and all of that, not the right people to have in my circle that support the vision of where I'm going. And that is so key. So when you're looking about establishing and building a powerful dream team, you really want to take a look at who are the people I have in my circle. Are the people that I have in my circle, are they value-added people? Are they assets or are they liabilities? Are they adding to or are they taking away? And so one of the areas that we want to evaluate is, now, first of all, The right people starts with Y-O-U. It starts with you as the leader, as the visionary. And let me tell you why it starts with you. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I often reference that there was a Gallup poll that states that 85% of people, 85% of people don't just dislike what they do, but they hate what they do. They have a strong feeling about what they do, and it's a strong feeling of dislike, of hate. But on the other side of that Gallup poll, it was further discovered that not only is this large percentage of people hating what they do every day, but they dislike the people that they're around. So the reason why I brought that in, as I'm sharing with you, that it's so important to recognize that the most important and the most powerful person you have on your team is Y-O-U as the leader, as the visionary. Why are you the most important? Because everything starts with you. Leadership starts with you, and everything rises and falls on leadership. Good or not so good, you are key. Because you, as the leader, as the visionary, you are the individual that encourages, that motivates, that rewards, that provides feedback. Feedback that is giving that greater clarity and crystallizes the vision and where the team is targeting. So if you are not clear as the visionary, if you have a nasty attitude and your weather is salty and stormy and cloudy, you're creating an environment that people don't like. And so they're not feeling motivated, feeling encouraged, inspired to perform. And so it's so important as visionaries, as leaders, that we understand that it starts with us. So I want to challenge you, wherever you are, because we're talking about a powerful dream team, that everything starts from the head and it flows down. So evaluate who you are as a leader, because the people are going to learn and grow in an environment that you set that nurtures that. And are you giving them the opportunity to do so? Are you motivating them? Are you encouraging them? Are you rewarding them? Or are you just cracking the whip at them? Because if you are, then they're going to fall in that 85% of the Gallup poll, and they're going to hate what they do, but they're going to be there because it's an end to a means to an end. They're trying to pay their bills, so they're there. Now, maybe you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't have people on my team. It's just me as an entrepreneur, as the small business owner, as the visionary, and that's fine. But are you partnering with others? Because the principle applies regardless if you have employees or not. You're not doing it solely by yourself. You're connecting with somebody. So all of this still applies. You may have to adjust and tweak it because it is you that establishes the culture of the integrity, the honor, the self-reliance, the innovation, and the camaraderie of the team and or the people you're partnering with and working with. And so as a leader, how are you measuring up? Because it starts with you as the head. So you are the most important on building and establishing a powerful dream team. And so maybe you need to step back and get some coaching yourself and begin to dig in where you need to so that you can be a better, stronger leader Maybe you need to take some time to step back and develop the leader within you. Learn the areas in which you can grow as a leader so that you can be stronger and better for the people that you are serving and working with. Being a servant leader and having the heart of a servant leader, that heart that says, I want my people to develop and to grow. I want to set the environment so that they can learn. I want to set the environment so that they feel inspired in the environment. I remember taking a tour at a plant in Las Vegas for Zappos. And I had heard of Zappos. You know, I saw the commercial, but I didn't know much about Zappos until I had the opportunity to take a tour. And I thought, wow, this is a different work environment. They had inspirational rooms, and it was very laid back and casual. Why? Because they wanted to set the environment for their people to flow in their creativity. And I was so amazed by that because I come from pretty structured corporate environment and property management and real estate finance. So, you know, it wasn't that environment that I was seeing when I went to Zappos. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. They had lounge chairs, you know, lazy boy chairs. They weren't lazy boys, but, you know, the lounge chairs that reclined and massage and all of that. Again, because they wanted to set the environment that truly inspired their people, that truly motivated their people to allow their creative juices to flow. So the most important person on your powerful dream team is you as the leader and visionary, and the atmosphere, the culture, the environment that you set. You know, the other important person to build and establish a powerful dream team is the expert. See, a great visionary knows that they're not the expert, but they have the vision. They can see and forecast the future. They can bring and crystallize the images of the dream that they're envisioning. Last week we spoke about the importance of kingdom time to envision, to imagine the future. What does that look like to visualize? So the leader, the visionary, does that. But then you need the expert, because oftentimes our dreams are big, audacious dreams that are bigger than us. And so we need to partner with and or bring in on our team individuals that can operate within their strength zone, the area of anointing that they have to bring to the team, that area that is their specific area of specialty. And so we have to make sure that we're allowing people to operate within their strength zone. We're bringing these people onto our team in whatever that capacity is, if it's in an employee capacity, or if you're partnering with someone else, that you're not hesitant to think, oh, I can got this. I can do it all. I can do it all. I can do it all. Being a jack of all trades and a master of nothing. A master is one who has a thorough, in-depth knowledge of a system. So they know the intimate details, the nuts and bolts in a specialized area. And so that expert, of course, is one who is the authority of knowledge in a specialized area or field, in a particular area. And so when you're looking at the experts that you need to bring in, what does that look like? Because a great business leader, remember, it starts with you as the visionary, as the leader, as the head. A great business leader knows that in order to succeed, I must partner, hire on people who know specialized areas of the industry. Individuals who know these particular areas and can bring strategies and can bring insight and wisdom to support in driving the business to the next level. So if you don't have the right people circling the wagons around you, unfortunately, your dream will stall and it won't move to the next level. You can have people who have the right heart and are well-meaning, but if they don't have the expertise that's needed in specific areas, that's going to be a hindrance to driving the vision, to driving the business to the next level. And so experts are so key. So surround yourself with the experts, with those individuals that truly are people who have in-depth knowledge, who have greater authority, who really know and have the skill in a particular area, because that's their area of anointing. And see, this is what's so powerful and what I love. When you have two different people that come together, they have their individualized ways of doing things, but when you're able to synergize into our way, synergy is so powerful. But each of them bring their own ideas and their own thoughts that now bring about this third alternative that supports in another point of view, a greater point of view. It helps to expand. And so the experts can support you in doing that for your business. I don't know about you, but do you have scars? I know I do. From partnering with the wrong people, people who were inexperienced, people who were unseasoned, you know, you thought that they were, who had little knowledge, and therefore it cost you greatly in time, energy, resources, people who said they were experts but they didn't deliver. I had a nightmare situation in 2019, lost a lot of money because I was trusting people to, they said they were experts in an area that I knew. I was willing to say, hey, I'm not the specialist. My anointing is speaking, teaching, training, and coaching. I know that. I don't say that from a place of arrogance, but I know that that is my strength zone. That is my assignment. That is why I have been created, why God created Shania Marie Adams. And so I know that that's where I'm going to excel the most. That would be, quote, unquote, my area of expertise. Now, can I do other things? Have I done other things? Absolutely. But this area is like me being in the zone like an athlete. When they get in that zone, boy, that's where that extra power base happens because they're aligned with why they were created. And so I know that about myself. I recognize that about myself. And so I want you to understand that this is so key. When we understand our areas of strength, our areas in which we have been created, we flourish to another level in those areas. And, you know, I personally so appreciate the fact that my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, they set the stage and the tone for me being able to unearth who I now am known as, the coach, the speaker, teacher, trainer. That is their area of expertise. They assist individuals in birthing their dreams, visions, and ideas through their ministry of the Al and Hattie Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. And because I have been a daughter of the ministry and serving in my capacity as Global Master Trainer, I was able to have an environment that supported that. Again, we're talking about having the right people around you. And in this particular area, they were the experts, helping people to birth their visions and dreams. And as a result, I was a beneficiary of that because that helped to set me on the path when I was on a journey of seeking to discover what God had created me to do. For those of you that are regular listeners, I'm not going to bore you with, you know, I have an extensive background in real estate, and that wasn't it. Could I do it? Yeah, but it wasn't it. I didn't have the fire, the passion for it. I was in that 85% of the Gallup poll that we spoke about. And so when you're looking at having the right people on your team, as we stated, recognize that it starts with you as the visionary, as the leader, and it flows down from you, that as the visionary, as the leader, you have to recognize that I need to have experts around me in specialized areas so that you don't get the scars of disappointment, the scars of lost money, the scars of being stalled because people are not experts in a particular area. Then we have the financial guru. Oh, yes. You want to, like, you know, I often say this is hilarious when I think about it. So I was in real estate finance, okay? And I'm not a financial expert. I'm not a guru. I don't even like numbers. But it seemed like at the time a natural transition, and I was around a lot of people that were very affluent, and so I thought this is a way for me to get all of the bling bling and the things. It wasn't about purpose. It wasn't about my assignment. It wasn't about getting into my strength zone. It wasn't about any of that. And so that's why I laugh every time I think about me being in real estate finance, because that was so not within my strength zone. I was out of alignment. And so when it comes to on your team, we're talking about a powerful dream team here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series presented by Inspired Media for you. We thank you so much for tuning in, and as we continue in looking at building and establishing and moving to the next level, a powerful dream team. So that financial guru is an expert. They are talented in finance. That is their area of strength. That is their specialty. They are an expert in that area. Because this is so important and crucial in this regard because, hey, you have the wrong person in this capacity who doesn't understand finance. It would be like me being your quote-unquote financial guru. You would be set up for failure. It's not my strength, though. So we have to recognize, one, what our areas of expertise and strengths are and continue to develop and build on that and then bring others on our team that will support us like the financial guru, like the experts in specialized areas. You see, the financial guru is that person who truly understands finance. They understand the strategies that are needed to create cash flow management. They understand what it takes to have the company healthy and viable in the area of finance. That is their specialty. Because the area of finance is so key for that sustainability of your dream, of your company. And so you want to make sure of your vision. So you want to make sure that at whatever stage you are, if you're just starting out, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I'm not at a place where I can bring that person on. And that's fine. You want to know that these are key areas that as you can bring them on, that you want to look at partnering with people that can support you in establishing a powerful dream team. The other is that you want to recognize that in addition to what we've talked about already, that things start with leadership, rises and falls on leadership, and that's you as a visionary, that you have the experts. You have people around you because you're not the expert in every area. You may be the visionary, but you recognize that I need to partner with others in customized areas, specialized areas. And a part of that is having the right financial guru on my team. In addition to that, you want to have someone that is a strategist and or a coach. Oh, my gosh, what about that? I know a great coach who happens to be a great strategist. You may want to consult with her and join in a partnership because this area, this particular individual is so important because they support you with, one, keeping the vision before you. Because as the business owner, as the entrepreneur, we can get our heads buried in continuing to drive things forward and lose focus on the big picture. So that's why it's so important to maintain a strategist, a coach that is a part of your powerful dream team so that they can support you with maintaining the growth and the viability. They can support you with strategies that support you moving forward beyond where you are. You see, coaching is about supporting you in closing those gaps, but keeping you clear on what's the target. And a strategist in a specialized area can support you with gathering data and different things that you need that you may not be privy to, you may not be an expert in, but they know how to support you in that area. So that's why I say strategist and or a coach. A coach operates in both zones and gives you a little bit more than a strategist, but both are equally important. So whatever your industry is, you want to take a look at which individual do I need to bring on that will support me in continuing to drive things forward, my vision forward, that will keep me in this flow of momentum. And that's what's so key. Oftentimes, we can get stagnant. We can get stuck. You know, I don't know how many episodes it was now, but I did a teaching around being stuck in the quicksand of life. And one of the number one things that if you were stuck in natural quicksand that you would have to do is you would have to release the excess weight, get rid of the weight. And so when we're looking at the efficiency of our team and having a powerful dream team, you want to continuously evaluate the people that you have on your team. Are they supporting you? Are they becoming a weight? Are they an asset to your team? Are they supporting you with continuing to close that gap and drive things forward to the target of what you, the visionary, the leader, can see that you have envisioned, as we spoke about on last week? Then lastly on your team, and this is so key, you need that individual, that great executor. You know, oftentimes, visionaries, they envision, they can see it, but not all visionaries are great executors. They're good at delegating it to someone else, but they're not in the trenches doing what's needed to drive things forward. They can get the big future picture, and they can envision it and visualize it and bring it, help to bring in all of the bigness of it, but oftentimes, they are not the individuals that get in the trenches of executing. So having the executor on your team is so crucial and so important because every great company, I mean every great company, has to have leaders, individuals that are grinding, that will own the responsibility in specific areas, and they will execute and implement and move on the company or the visionary plan of action. They are stepping it forward. They are doing what's needed. They're the worker bees in the trenches daily, making sure that what you as the visionary, as the leader sees, that they're now able to drive that forward for you. And you know, in many businesses, the person who oversees these critical areas are often perceived as it relates to a corporate structure, they're often that chief operating officer. So they are that chief operating officer that's overseeing the executor, that's overseeing the individual that's in the trenches making it happen. Now, oftentimes, those individuals, they don't have the mind that the visionary has, but they are important because they're going to carry out what the visionary sees. And so I hope that you see what has been shared today. Wow, I know for me it's so rich, and I am continuing to grow in this, even in the structure of Win International, which is the umbrella for Coach Adams and the brand. And so I am constantly growing in these areas, stepping back, processing, evaluating. I have the right people on my dream team to make sure that I have a powerful dream team. And, you know, as I stated, because I have often been asked in my private coaching practice, with my clients, Coach Adams, who should I have on my team? I hear that question more frequently. I recognize that this is an area that many struggle in, that we need to know, who should I have on my team? Who's going to support me with driving my vision forward? Because the individuals that are on your dream team will either, as I stated earlier, they are either an asset or a liability. They will either support you in driving the vision forward, or they're going to drag you down and hinder you, and in essence, it will become a nightmare. Because our visions are always greater than us as the individual. It's always bigger than us. And as I stated, even if you are not hiring in a position to hire people on right now, you're partnering with people. An expert that you may be partnering with, maybe a marketing specialist. It may be someone that is an expert in sales, whatever that may look like. I don't know your industry. Maybe you are the individual that wrote the screenplay, but you need to partner with a production company to see it through so that it comes to life. So we have to understand what our structure is, what we need, and make sure that we bring in people that can complement and support with driving the vision forward, because they're the right fit. They're the right people in customized areas that will support in taking things to another level. And as I said, I'm evaluating that for me and my life in the areas in which I serve, making sure that I'm staying within my strength zone so that I can bring the best to those that I support. And so I want you to know that whatever you need, it's available for you. But oftentimes, we don't reach out and make the connection with it. You know, I want you to be aware that we're going to open the lines up. I would love to hear from you. Let's go to the line. I would love to know, you know, what insight have you gleaned from what has been shared today? You know, have you gotten some additional tools to add to your toolbox? As you know, my desire is that I bring you rich empowerment tools that support you in driving your vision to the next level, in moving things forward, so that you're not getting stuck in the quicksand as we spoke about many weeks ago, and you're struggling there and you're feeling frustrated because you don't know how to get out of the quicksand of life, and you're like, oh my gosh, where do I go from here? In addition, I want to make sure that you have constant tools in your toolbox, that you're not seeing this vision before you and, oh my God, it's this big elephant and where do I go with all of this? Or feeling frustrated because you're not getting the results that you desire. And you're feeling like, I don't know where to go from here. Maybe it's that you don't have a powerful dream team. You don't have the right people circling the wagons around you. And so I want to encourage you today to take that and determine, who do you need to bring on your team? Do you have the wrong person handling your finances? That's not their area of expertise. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why the business is not viable. You're not getting the results. I don't know. You're dealing with someone who doesn't have that heart for that, but they're saying, I can do it for you, and it's not their area of specialty. So reevaluate where you are. But again, I want to hear from you, our global listening audience. So we open the lines up to you. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Would love to hear your thoughts. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-459-3374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, I am so excited and I feel so honored, one, to be able to share with you every Monday. You know, you've often heard me, for those that are regular listeners, say, I absolutely love Mondays. And I love Mondays because it gives me the platform and the opportunity to operate within my strength zone, my area of anointing, why I have been created as a speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach. And I share that with you because for those of you that may be listening in for the first time, and I want to encourage you, bring your questions and comments. This is a safe space. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. But I want you to know that I am here and would love the opportunity to be on your team. You know, Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey. One-on-one coaching, this may be the very season that you need to partner with a coach. Add a partnership to your team, a coach that will allow you in growing and having a more powerful dream team. Along with that, not only do I have one-on-one coaching services that are available for you through my Full Circle of Empowerment, but I have my private masterminds on various subjects. In addition to my private mastermind, and I'm so excited about my latest addition to the Coach Adams brand and the umbrella of Win International, is our lifestyle growth plan. You know, not having a growth plan partnership is so key. And here you can have this partnership for 1 year. You can get coaching in a group setting that gives you so many perks and benefits because membership has its benefits. Oh, yes, it does. Of course, every Monday we come together on Motivational Monday. And so whatever that area may be for you, know that the resources and the tools are available. So as you step back and evaluate your dream team and building that powerful team, I want to remind you of what we spoke about today. We said, what's the very foundation? Because it is so key who we have on our dream team. Well, we said that everything rises and falls with leadership. So first and foremost, guess who's the most powerful person on your team? Y-O-U, you as the visionary, because you set the tone and everything falls from the head down. So who are you as a leader? How are you doing as a leader? Do you inspire and encourage your people? Do your people want to do things for you? You know, many years ago, I remember my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, sharing that they would much rather have someone that loved them as the individuals on their team versus someone that solely loved the vision. Because they knew that if they had someone that solely loved the vision and not them, that they would step over them to get to the vision. And, you know, I think about Steve Jobs, for example. I remember hearing his story, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's the creator of Apple. How did he get kicked out of his own company? People love the vision more than the visionary because skills can be developed. They can be. You want someone, don't get me wrong, you want someone who is skilled, but you want to make sure, so you want to make sure that you're bringing people in that are skilled, but you also want to make sure that they love and appreciate you as a visionary and not just the vision. Because if they just about the vision, like Apple, Steve Jobs, you'll get kicked out of your own company. So you don't want that. So make sure that you as the leader are setting the tone that people want to follow, that people are encouraged and inspired and feel supported by you. Again, you want to bring in experts in specified areas that they bring in knowledge. Maybe it's a marketing specialist. Maybe it's an individual that specializes in customer care. Maybe it's an individual, for example, if you were doing a writing a book, you don't want to just have anyone editing and proofing your book. You want to get an expert. You want to get someone that this is their customized, specialized area. You're the visionary. You're writing it, but you partner with others that are experts in specific areas to help you to drive the vision forward, and that is so important. So you have to have the right experts on your team, or you will get scars. The financial guru. I want to remind you that we have our money coaches. We're in partnership with our money coaches here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. And every other month, every third Monday of the month, we bring in our money coaches. So in May, our money coaches will return. Why? Because I want to make sure that I'm constantly bringing you resources and tools that support you in being more equipped on your journey. Then you have, in addition to the financial guru as we mentioned, you have that strategist and or coach. The coach also serves as a strategist. So you want to make sure that you're bringing individuals in that you as a visionary sometimes can get lost in the daily grind of things. You need to be able to continue to visualize. And so the strategist and the coach will support you in keeping the vision moving, keeping the vision broadening out, keeping the vision clear and before you, and supporting you with strategies to close the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. And then that executor. Who is that executor? Are you as a visionary the executor? Do you need to bring in, quote, unquote, the worker bees, those individuals that will be in the trenches daily, grinding and doing what's needed so that they're driving the vision forward based on the vision that you have taken the time to envision, as we said last week. That is what's key in being equipped. You as a visionary have to envision, you have to imagine what is the future possibilities of the company, what is the future possibilities of this dream, what are the future possibilities of my vision. You have to visualize that. You can't anticipate for others to visualize that for you. You visualize it, and then you bring them on as experts to support you in those areas. You circle the wagons with the right people. And, you know, I want to remind us that last week when we spoke about being equipped, we talked about the envision, which I've referenced a couple of times, and the, you know, significance and importance of having the quality people around you, the quality circle, which is what we're digging into today. But I want to remind you that with all of this, you have to maintain that intentionality. You have to make sure you maintain the plan. That goes with the strategist and the coach. They help to keep that plan before you. And that executor, that execution is key, carrying it out. Executor, again, is that individual that's carrying out. They are putting the grind in for you. They're producing. They are performing. Now, you as the leader, the visionary, if you're not rewarding them and encouraging them, they will get burned out. And they'll be in that Gallup poll of 85% thinking, oh, they don't appreciate me. Oh, they're just trying to crack the whip at me, da 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 da. So you want to make sure that you keep that healthy balance on your dream team to maintain that power of the synergy. Remember, the synergy is so important. You want people to synergize. You want them to have that environment that I talked about, like Zappos, that they feel like my creative juices can flow. I'm just able to bring in my thoughts and this other person's thoughts, and now we come up with this great third alternative. We're able to imagine and process and think something greater than us. You know, think about, again, Steven Jobs. I mean, how many of us don't have a Apple product? Okay, maybe you don't have an Apple iPhone, but you probably have an iPad, or at some stage you had an iPod. We all have had or have some level of Apple products. Now, come on, Steven Jobs didn't create each and every one of those products. Yes, he was a visionary and he came up with the concept, but he brought in experts. He brought in the engineers and the different people that could support him in driving the vision forward. It is amazing how quickly time near and dear to my heart. It's so rich to me because I am constantly evaluating a couple of things. The circles that I'm in, that I'm supporting, that I'm serving, the circle of people that are around me, are they assets? Are they liabilities? And reevaluating constantly. And I want to encourage you to do the same. You know, one of the things that I've grown to realize is that life is about seasons. And everyone was not designed to be in our lives forever. So recognize, are you staying beyond your season in a particular area? Are you keeping people on that should be let go? I don't know. But you want to make sure that you're constantly evaluating the people that you have around you so that you maintain this powerful dream team to allow your dream to continue to move forward. And again, I forgot to tell you, if you want more information about the full circle of empowerment that Coach Adams has to offer you as we discuss one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my mastermind, my lifestyle growth plan, speaking, teaching, training, coaching, don't hesitate to give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you may send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. By the way, I mentioned my mentors. I want to give you their website for Boss the Movement, bossthemovement.com. BossTheMovement.com. If you want to learn more about the ministry that I referenced and my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, feel free to take a look at their website. This is all that we have the time for today, and I want to leave you with this. And what I'm leaving you with is that I want you to know that I don't want you to give up on your dreams. I really don't. My heart gets heavy. I want you to really stay focused. Don't lose focus on your goals. And you have to evaluate. What am I willing to do differently to break the insanity so that I can get greater results, so that I can achieve my dreams? And so as we stated, having the right people on your dream team, circling the wagons around you is key. And so evaluate, where do you need to make a shift? Now, I'm sure, is probably the perfect time for you to join into a winning coaching partnership so that you can have the right support. So give our team a call. We want to continue the dialogue with you, and we can do that through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So let's continue the dialogue. It's an open group, and we encourage you, if you're not already a member of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, that you simply ask to join. All are welcome. Hey, you may have a that you would like to see discussed here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. You may have a question or a comment. We want to hear from you, so don't hesitate to interact with us. Coach Adams can be visited and followed on all social media platforms, Instagram at Coach Adams for You, Twitter, Coach Adams for You, Facebook, Coach Adams Empowerment Page, LinkedIn, Shania Adams, Coach Adams. So know that we want you to stay connected. And if you haven't taken the time to visit my website, you can do that at CoachAdams.com. Visit CoachAdams.com to learn more about Coach Adams and the services that we have available for you. That's all that we have time for next week. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. You know, last month we had a powerhouse individual joining us in the boardroom who just released a book. Well, we are doing a part two with Coach D and Processing the Pain. And we're going to be giving two books away. So you definitely want to tune in. You don't want to miss next week's installment with our powerhouse in-studio guests around processing the pain. So join us next week. This is Coach Adam signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.